Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Have your way in this portion of our service as we want you to have your way in everything, Father. But give you the release to move and speak to us. Provide whatever it is that we need. The song just said, Yeshua, you're all that I need. And right now, He's providing whatever it is that we need. Right now, He's moving. He's shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. He's shifting our thinking and our minds and our receiving. So we receive you, Father. We believe you and we receive you, Father. And we are careful to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I need to talk to you for a few minutes. That name, that amazing, powerful name that we're instructed to use in everything that we do. I am a recipient of the power of that name. Yeshua, He is our champion. All we have to do is just call on His name. And what He did over 2,000 years ago, He's still doing it today. Still performing His works today. The only difference is that He's doing it through us. And Yahweh wants to, and I use Yahweh as the name of God, the Father. He wants to show His power in this day and this age. A lot of people will say, well, He's not doing the same things. Things aren't happening the same way they were happening when He was walking the earth. I beg to differ. Because I wouldn't be standing and walking in front of you if He was not still performing miracles today. So I just need to share some word with you to put it all in perspective. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 4th verse says, and I'm coming to you because I like to tell people, you know, I'm just a regular guy. I'm just a regular dude. I'm just willing and open for Him to use me however way He wants to use me. I'm just a willing vessel. That's all I am. And I'm humbled by the fact that He even cares about us. I mean, who am I that I can just call His name and He's there for me. Even the angels, the scripture says, who is man that you're even mindful of Him? But He cares about you too. We serve a God that is so amazing. He can love each and every one of us the same, yet attend to all of our unique needs. What love, what power. And aren't you amazed at how He even knows the amount of hair that's on your head? He cares about you that much. Can we give it up for a God that cares about every aspect of our life? He cares about it. And he wants to know that we care that he cares, that we love him that. And so it says, and my speech, and this is the apostle, Shaul speaking, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I'm not sitting up here talking to you all about how much I know, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's what it's all about. It's not about me and my words. I have nothing to do with that. This is his work. This is his power. And had it not been for his power, again, I would not have breath in my lungs. But I have to give him the glory. I have to give him the praise. I can't heal a fly, but the God that I serve, he can do it. You know, and when we look at Mark 16th chapter, the 20th verse, people who believe. And scripture tells us these signs shall follow them that believe. It doesn't say these signs shall follow preachers. But all you got to do is be a believer and signs will follow. Again, I ask, are there any believers in the house? Because if there are believers in the house, signs will follow. All you got to do is just be a believer. And there they go. But in Mark the 16th chapter 21st, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord, Yahweh, working with them and confirming the word with what? Signs and wonders among, you know? Confirming the word. So I need to give you the word so that he can put his period on it and confirm it. Because his word is true. The Bible says that his word does not go out void, but it does accomplish that which he sets it out for. And so Yahweh was confirming his word, confirming that, yes, he's a healer. Yes, he's a deliverer. Yes, he can heal the brokenhearted. So he was laying hands on the sick. Miracles follow. Today, just like those days back then, in this day and age, he still wants to demonstrate his power of his Spirit. He still wants to do that. Miracles are not hard. You just have to give them the space to manifest. My story is that August 2018, I was just going to a drugstore to get some items, and I'm going to the register. And when I get to the register, the next thing I know, someone is trying to wake me up off the floor. I passed out. Long story short, I go to the hospital. They tell me that I have a growth inside of me. They don't know what it is, but they do their tests. And I'm truncating the story because it's a novel. But they go in and they say, you have cancer. And the tumor that is inside of your colon is the size of a grapefruit. How have you been feeling? Well, have you been feeling pain? Da, da, da. They were voicing all these symptoms that I was supposed to be feeling. No, I wasn't feeling all that. But see, the God that I serve, so they didn't know if it was cancerous or malignant. So they go in and they say that it's cancerous. And they need to open me up and see what is really going on. Mark the second chapter. Because when you're hearing stuff like that, you need to remind yourself of what the God that you serve says about that. See, there's two reports. There's the report of the doctor, and then there is the report of the Most High God. And it says here in Mark, the second chapter, the third verse, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was the home of four. The reason why I'm taking you to this scripture is because somebody would say, oh my God, a grapefruit-sized tumor? That's impossible. That's too hard. That is something that, you know, you need total intervention. You know, you need the doctors to do this and that and that, and you need to go through this, that, and that, and that, and that. According to the word, healing should be just as easy as getting saved. They're both available. This guy was sick, and there was some people with him. And the fourth verse says, and they could not come into the house. Yeshua was preaching in this house. There was a man sick of palsy. He had some people with him, but they couldn't get into the house because there were so many people there. And it says, and they could not come nigh unto him for the press. Press means the crowd. So they uncovered the roof where he was. He was in somebody's house, y'all. And these people had so much faith that they took the roof off of the house. And they broke it up. So I like this part because they broke it up. That means that it couldn't be used the same way. It'd have to be repaired. I don't know how you would feel if somebody was busting your roof open. But I wonder how the homeowner of this house felt. And they let him down into the house. So they lowered him by ropes so that he could get in. And when Yeshua, the fifth verse, because we use his true name here in this house, because there is power in that name. That's the name that they invoked. And when Yeshua saw their faith, he saw their faith. They demonstrated their faith by breaking up the roof and lowering the man down inside. When he saw that, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Catch this. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, religious people. Why does this man speak blasphemies? They're talking about Yeshua. Who can forgive sins but Yahweh, God only? And immediately when Yeshua perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned and were trying to figure this out within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, which is salvation, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? It should be as easy for him to pick up his bed and walk than it is for his sins to be forgiven. So I should be able to request, as the scripture said, just as I request salvation and he delivers salvation, I should be able to request healing and he delivers healing. All right. I had to believe that. And it says, and immediately he arose and took up his bed. And they were all amazed and glorified Yahweh, saying, we never saw it on this fast. We never seen nothing like this before. But think about it. Just as we would come up here to receive forgiveness of sins, salvation of our sins, that we can just get baptized and be filled with his spirit. He wants to extend healing to us.
And for him, it's just as easy. See, but what happens is that we wrap our head around doubt and disbelief. But if we only believe, all things are possible if we would what? Just believe. And First Peter or Kepha, and you have to wrap your head around that. That's why in this atmosphere, we want to set that up. Even people who are watching, don't think that it's not, that it's too hard for Yahweh to perform a healing when you can believe him for salvation for somebody. Say, I believe it. No, say it like you really believe it.
I believe it.
And so 1 Peter says, 2nd chapter, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed.
In his stripes we are healed. Just as he provides salvation, another confirmation. He provides forgiveness of sins. He provides healing.
Even Psalm says, the 103rd Psalms, the 2nd chapter.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Forgiveness of sin is a benefit. Healing of the body is a benefit. And we serve a God who, just like he saved you, he can heal your body.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And as I was hearing that news,
I did not fear. Fear did not even enter my thought process. And I'm not special. It's just that I believe.
I just believe.
I'm no better than you, but if you believe, you're entitled to the same benefit. That's a requirement.
And Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, says, for by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves,
but it is what?
Gift of Yahweh. It's not of works, lest any man should what? Boast.
He provides the faith to us. And all we have to do is grab hold of that and believe that.
We are saved by faith and we are healed by faith.
All right. Hallelujah.
Come on. Say it. Say, I'm saved by faith. And I'm healed by faith.
I'm healed by faith.
And so if we look at Mark, the 5th chapter, in the 34th verse, he says, this is the woman with the issue of blood, who believed that if she could just touch the... And we know that in study, we know that that is his talit, his prayer garment. If she could just touch that wing, the talit, the wing of his garment, see? The zitzi, the... That hangs down from his garment. But she had heard. Why did she even do that? She had heard in scripture that was prophesied many years before that the Messiah or the Mashiach would come with healing in his wing, healing in his zizi, in his talit. And so she said, hey, if I could just touch the talit, I'd be healed. And guess what? She made her way out from her house, and she wasn't even supposed to be out of her house. She was going to get killed if somebody saw that she was diseased like that and she came out of her house. But she took the chance, the step of faith. You got to take a chance. You got to take a leap. You got to step out on this thing. And so she went through all that, and when she touched his Tali, the word says all the virtue went out of Yeshua. And he said, hey, somebody touched me. And his disciples said, man, what are you talking about? Do you see all these people here? How do you know somebody touched you?
He said, because the virtue, the power went out of me. The power went out of me to perform something. So how is it that the power went out of him because somebody touched him? Because somebody touched him that had faith. So her faith drew on the power. Your faith draws on the very power of Yahweh. And when that power goes out, it's going out intentionally to perform something, to manifest something. And whatever it is that you need, that power goes out to make that happen. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Your faith has made thee whole. So go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The difference is our thinking. Faith gives us the accessibility to the power of Yahweh. And I have faith. I have the faith. I have the faith. Because when they opened me up in that first operation, they saw the tumor. And not only did they see the tumor, they saw that it had spread everywhere inside of me. It has spread to my liver. It has spread to my pancreas. It has spread to my diaphragm. It was everywhere, these little seeds of cancer were all throughout my body. So much so that they said to my wife, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't even take the tumor out. It's too big. So all we can do is close him up and hope for the best. When you're in a situation where the doctors tell you that there's nothing that they can do, I'm so thankful that I serve a God that says he can do anything. Do anything. So, they closed me up, sent me on my way, said, maybe if you do some treatments, maybe you'll be all right. Maybe you'll be all right enough for us to open you back up and maybe and take out something that may be a little smaller. You know, go to Matthew, the 18th chapter, because the 19th verse says, 18, 19 says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Ha! So in my situation, I had agreement of my wife and my family, my father. And we believed on the laying on of hands. It's coming. We laying hands on this thing because the doctor said, and I'm being reminded by Mother Hollyway. Thank you, Mother. What they saw inside was not stage one. It was not stage two. It was not stage three, but it was stage four cancer. And at stage four cancer, gone. How did you have faith, Tom Washington, in a situation like that? How were you successful in that? I never let come out of my mouth what the doctor said. I wouldn't speak it. When they came and said, da-da-da-da, I didn't even ask my wife what they said when they closed me up. Because the doctor was already going to come and give me a debrief when I woke up. And all I heard was Charlie Brown's teacher. Anybody know about Charlie Brown? All you heard was blah, 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 blah. Because they wanted to come and they wanted to send oncologists and all these people and they wanted to tell me how dire straits I was in. But I serve a God who specializes in dire straits, in the impossible stuff. He can do a miracle. And one of the things, and I will share this, John, the 4th chapter, 49th verse. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down, ere my child die, meaning, or else my child will die. Yeshua said unto him, go thy way, that your son liveth. The son wasn't with them. He was somewhere else. The man came to Yeshua requesting because he had heard about the miracles. And Yeshua said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word. Did you hear that? Even though Yeshua was not there in the same vicinity of his son, Yeshua only had to speak the word. And when he spoke the word went out. Ha! Did what it was supposed to do. And Yeshua was again. And then he went his way. But the key is the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken. The man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken. The man believed the word that Yeshua has spoken. And see, in this day and age, we don't have to have Yeshua here physically speaking the word and us believing what comes out of his mouth. But we have this word, this Bible that speaks the word, that says the words that comes out of his mouth. And all you have to do is grab a hold of those words and believe those words and manifest will happen. But this is what I want to point out in this situation. 51st verse says, and as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. 52. And grab hold of this. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. I'm coming here to tell you that sometimes the miracles and the healing is a process. Because he asked, what time will he win? When did he start getting better? And in my case, the stuff was already there, right? So now I go on a process of now the word has gone forth. Now I am believing for healing. And now with a grapefruit size tumor in my gut, the process has begun. In the name of Yeshua. Now the process is taking place. Right? So they opened me up in August. I wasn't scheduled until February for another operation. But I got to tell you this part. And you all have heard it before. But I got to. So, yeah, they put me on the chemo, and I had 5 treatments. I would go every other week, and then when they would give me the chemotherapy on a Wednesday, they gave me a pump to pump more stuff in me to take home. And it had to hang on me until Friday afternoon. And then that was the complete treatment. My wife and I, Apostle, we got together and we said, we will not feel the effects of this therapy. I didn't feel any effects. I didn't throw up. I didn't get nauseous. I didn't get where I couldn't eat. Matter of fact, I was bringing food into the treatment center. But before the fifth treatment, I was not actively working in the church because I was on the medical leave. And I was kind of getting around trying to do some things, but I try to come in the evening or on the weekends. Finally, I got a trip slip because my wife and my sister-in-law, they wouldn't let me drive. They wouldn't let me go nowhere without them. But I was coming to church and I was, you know, singing in the worship team and I was just, you know, feeling so good because the power, the joy of Yahweh was my strength. So people was like, hey, you know, okay, he good. So I drove down here and I was here by myself in this place. It was just me and Yahweh. It was a Saturday evening. And I just began to, again, lay hands on myself. And I cannot explain this to you, saints. I cannot explain this to you. And as I close my eyes, I'm just envisioning the whole moment. I walk through the church. I walk through this sanctuary. I walk in my office, up and down the stairs. And I walked in here and I just was praying to Yahweh. Lights are off. It was just me and him. Sometimes it's just you and the God that you serve. And as I begin to walk through this place, I cannot explain it to you. But during that time, I felt the tumor leave my body. I'm telling you, supernaturally, I felt. I can't explain it to you. But it left my body. I believed that. And when I went in for my fifth session, the doctor says, I want to do a scan. Now, after five treatments that are supposed to be 12, he's not supposed to ask for a scan. But see, not only did we pray for my situation, but we prayed for the doctors. We prayed that they would make the right decisions. And he said, I just want to do a scan. I just want to see. I said, okay. So they made me drink they sent me somewhere to drink this nuclear stuff, that radioactive stuff that I couldn't be around my family for a bunch of hours and stuff because I was going to be radioactive. But I'm thinking about, well, what about me? I'm drinking it. This thing is supposed to light up all of the cancerous areas. So theoretically, my whole torso was supposed to light up. We did the test, went in the next week for the results. And he pulls out his computer where he sees the images. And as we're sitting there, he's tilting his head like, he was like, I don't see anything lighting up. I don't see anything lighting up. That I serve a God that will love me so much that he would confirm what he did in his sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
He He confirmed what he did when we were alone. To say, my son, yes, it was there, but I removed it for the doctor to say, I want to see what's going on in there the next week, and then next week it's gone. They don't see it. But of course, he said, I have to send this to your surgeon. So he sends it to the surgeon, and the surgeon says, wow, I've never seen anything like this before. You've only had 5 sessions and chemo doesn't work that fast. And I told him, I said, but my God does. I told y'all that. Still gotta go in and see. I have to go schedule a surgery for you to see. Because there was some stuff that they still had to hook back up in me because of that temporary situation. So I said, go ahead, schedule the surgery. Because he said, sometimes, you know, we see stuff outside of the body and you know, we gotta go inside. So I said, okay. So, same doctor, same surgeon who was the chief of surgery. He goes in. He opens me up. The same doctor that went to my wife and said there was nothing he could do, it was too big. He goes inside, and when he comes out of the surgery, he tells her, he says, where the tumor was, it's nothing but a dead shell. Well, what about the liver and the pancreas and all this other stuff? He says, there's nothing there. All of the areas that were had all the stuff on it, they're all gone. He says, but I'm going to send it in for pathology because, you know, microscopically, I don't know. I can't explain this. So he sends it in to the pathologies report so they can go in and see. So the tissues that he took out just to sample. When the results came in, he says, I got your pathology back. And he said, what was stage 4 cancer is all gone. There is nowhere in your system. It's not even where the shell was. So I know that my God is a healer. I know that he is still performing miracles, even right now. I believe that he was my healer and he healed me. Hey, that's the power of the God that we serve. All you got to do is believe. I believe in his promises. So just as the word says they laid hands, so I am moved by the Holy Ghost to lay hands on those who have challenges. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is a process. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight in my case. But hey, I started with faith, I stayed in faith, and I finished in faith. So this is not me, but this is the God I serve. This is not my words, but they're his words. He said he's a healer. And he said if 2 or more are gathered
in his name. He's here. He's right here in the midst. And if we just lay those who are sick, call for the elders of the church and they will lay hands on them. So this is why we're here today. We're here today. And this is not the only day, but we're here for the demonstration of Yahweh's power and the confirmation of his word. And that when he told me what he would do in my situation, when I told him, yes, Father, I will. He told me, I need you to pray for the other people. And so I said, yes, I will do that. But before I got a chance to do that, my sister, Carla, is Carla in the house? My sister said, she said, the doctors told me that there's some stuff happening in my body. I said, before it even came out of her mouth, I said, somebody get the oil. We're going to pray for her. And we prayed for her right out there. And 3 weeks went by. I was waiting to hear from Carla. And Carla said, she went to her doctor's appointment. And the doctor said, I don't know what happened, but we can't find what was inside of you. Come on! We pray! We believe! We believe in the power of Yahweh! So all I'm asking is that y'all believe. Y'all stand in agreement. You stand in faith with us. You stand in belief with us. And those who came for prayer today, just believe his word is true. I'm going to take my belief and I'm going to add it to yours. And we believe that he's going to move in your situation. So we want them to start. We're going to put the elders in charge. If you want us to lay hands on you, pray for you today, right now, in this room, the same room that I walked through, and I believe that he has supernaturally snatched that thing outside of me. And it was confirmed by the doctor. I believe that he can move in your situation. So those that need prayer, they're going to set you up. They're going to line you up this way. Follow their direction. The rest of you, we need your relief. We need your outstretched hand. We need your faith. Hallelujah. We're going to anoint you with oil. We're going to lay hands on you in the name of Yeshua. Hey,